Hello everyone, nice to be with you again. Today we are going to pick up Unit 6. In this unit, we are going to talk about how long we have been doing things. Topic, hobbies. 本单元的话题是谈论我们的业余爱好。Language goal, talk about how long you have beendoing things. Target language. How long have you been skating?
I've been skating since 9 o'clock.
When did you start skating?
I started skating at 9 o'clock.
Students are skating at Hilltop School.
Here comes section A.
Activity 1A. Discuss these questions.
好，我们来看看这几个问题。
How long did you sleep last night?
昨天晚上你睡了有多长时间啊？
When did you start class today?
How long have you been in class today?
今天你上课已经上了有多长时间了？
Listen, a reporter is talking to the participants in an inline skating marathon. Fill in the chart below.
注意 participants 指的是参加的人员。Inline 呢，它本意是列式的或者是排成行的。Skating 可以指滑冰或者是滑旱冰。Marathon 我们都知道是马拉松啊，在这里呢，它就指的是那种纵列式的那种滑旱冰的那种比赛。好，我们来听对话，然后呢，将表格完成。
Ready, off we go.
Allison, how long have you been skating?
I've been skating for 5 hours.
Wow. Sam, how long did you skate?
I skated for 4 hours. I started at 9 o'clock in the morning and stopped at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.I'm very tired.
When did you start skating, Victor?
At 9 o'clock.
So you've been skating for...
I've been skating for 5 hours.
How long did you skate, Celia?
Let's see. I skated for 2 hours.
Let's come to the tape script. Allison, how long have you been skating?
How long have you been? 就是说你一直啊、这个滑的旱冰滑了有多长时间？
I've been skating for 5 hours.
Wow.
Sam, how long did you skate?
你滑了多长时间？
I skated for 4 hours. I started at 9 o'clock in the morning and stopped at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm very tired.
When did you start skating, Victor?
At 9 o'clock.
So you've been skating for...
I've been skating for 5 hours.
How long did you skate, Celia?
Let's see. I skated for 2 hours.
Activity 2A. Listen to the interview with the inline skating marathon winner and check the questions you hear.
好，下面我们听记者呢采访这次比赛的冠军，然后呢我们来看一看这个记者都问了哪些问题。
Ready, off we go.
Allison, congratulations on winning the skating marathon.
Thank you.
So how long did you skate today?
For 6 hours.
Was this your first inline skating marathon?
No, I skated in a marathon last year.
You're an excellent skater, Allison. Do you skate every day?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been skating?
Since I was 7 years old. I got my first pair of skates on my birthday from my grandmother.
Activity 2B. Listen again.Draw lines to match the questions and answers in Activity 2A.
好，我们再听一遍对话，然后将问题与答案连线。For example, how long did you skate today? For 6 hours. Ready? Off we go.
Allison, congratulations on winning the skating marathon.
Thank you.
So, how long did you skate today?
For 6 hours.
Was this your first inline skating marathon?
No, I skated in a marathon last year.
You're an excellent skater, Allison. Do you skate every day?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been skating?
Since I was 7 years old. I got my first pair of skates on my birthday from my grandmother.
Tape script. Allison, congratulations on winning the skating marathon. 那么也就是说啊、这个祝贺你呢这次比赛呢获得了冠军。注意 congratulations on doing, 就什么什么事情向某人表示祝贺。Thank you. So how long did you skate today? For 6 hours. Was this your first inline skating marathon? 这是你第一次的比赛吗？ No, I skated in a marathon last year. You are an excellent skater. Excellent 是优秀的、杰出的。Do you skate every day? Yes, I do. How long have you been skating? Since I was 7 years ago. Sorry, since I was 7 years old.自从我七岁的时候，我就一直开始啊滑旱冰。I got my first pair of skates on my birthday from my grandmother. 注意 skates 在这里指的是旱冰鞋。好，在这几段对话当中呢，我们不难看出本单元的重点语法是学会使用现在完成进行时。Now let's come to the grammar box for today.Grammar focus. How long have you been skating? I've been skating since 9 o'clock. I've been skating for 5 hours. 那么也就是说你滑这个旱冰滑了有多久了？说我自从九点就一直在滑。还有一个说我滑了有5个小时了。那么我们看看表示啊，自从九点一直在做着什么什么事情，或者是已经干了什么什么事情，持续了有多长多长时间，这时候我们可以使用现在完成进行时。那么底下这句呢， How long did you skate? 你滑了有多久了？ I skated for 2 hours. 这是说我滑了有2个小时了。好，我们现在来看一下现在完成进行时的用法。它的构成首先是 have 或者是 has been doing。 比如说I have been teaching English for 20 years. 我一直教英语教了有20年了。那么现在完成时所要表达的概念呢，是说动作发生在过去，一直在持续，有可能还要持续下去。也就是说20年前我就开始教英语，所以这叫动作发生在过去，一直持续到现在我还在教着英语，有可能还要进行下去，所以他用了现在完成进行时态。注意它的否定形式及疑问句两种回答是这样的。 I haven't been teaching English for 20 years. Have you been teaching English for 20 years? Yes, I have. No, I haven't.注意这里头我们说用 for 来表示持续的一段时间，那么除了 for 以外我们还可以用其他的词。我们再看几个例句。 Linda has been living in Tianjin for 14 years. Linda 住在天津已经有14年了。注意用 for 表示持续的一段时间。 Linda has been living in Tianjin since 1919.自1999年以来 ，Linda 就一直住在天津。注意，这里面我们用 since 也可以，但是 since 后面往往加的是一点 ，for 后面往往加的是一段时间 ，since 往往加的是一点。再有，比如说 ，Linda has been living in Tianjin since she was born。自从她出生，她就一直生活在天津。注意 ，since she was born。Since 现在后面又加了一个句子，请注意 since 后面的句子 往往要用一般过去式。好，我们以前呢学过现在完成时态，今天又学了现在完成进行时态，我们来看看这两个时态有什么区别呢？ He has read the book. He'll return it to the library tomorrow. 这用的是现在完成时，指的是他已经看过这本书了，明天准备把它还回图书馆。 Has read 在这里现在完成时表示动作发生在过去，对现在的影响。那么就是说这本书他以前啊就把它借过来，现在对现在影响是他看完了，所以明天要还，所以我们说这个动作已经终结。但是底下这句话呢， He has been reading the book the whole day， 一整天他都在看着书，他强调动作在不断的进行。那么这一整天他看书到底看完没看完呢？我们现在不知道，所以现在完成时和现在完成进行时还稍稍有区别。那么这两个时态的区别还有待于同学们在今后的学习当中仔细的去这个自己去体会。 Well, so much for the grammar focus. Next, let's move on to activity 3A. Read a passage and then complete the table. I'm talking to you from the Hilltop School Skating Marathon, where students are skating to raise money for charity. 这是记者写的一篇报道。那么他说我现在啊在啊这个 Hilltop 啊这个学校呢向大家做报道，报道这次比赛情况。那么学生们呢在这里呢，他们啊这个滑冰呢，滑旱冰呢是为了募捐，募捐要 raise money。为什么而募捐呢？ For charity， 为慈善事业。 For every hour they skate, each student raises 10 yuan for charity. 那么他们每滑一小时，每一个学生就能为慈善事业募捐到10元钱。 The skating marathon has been going for 5 hours now, and several skaters are still skating. 那么这个比赛呢，现在已经进行了5个小时。有几个这个运动员呢现在仍然在滑着。 Skaters 指的是滑旱冰的这些人啊，或者是运动员。 Allison was the first one to start and has been skating for the whole 5 hours. Allison 我们知道她是第一个开始的，然后她已经滑了有整整五个小时了。那么我们来看一看，如果你想表达第一个做什么什么事，或者是最后一个做什么什么事情的时候，注意后面往往要用不定式。比如说 ，Who was the first to finish the work？ 谁是第一个干完这活儿的人呢 ？She was one of the first to arrive at the party。她是这个其中的一个是早到这个 party 上来的人。Next is Sam, who has been skating。For 4 hours. 下一个就是 Sam, 他已经滑了4个小时了。Lu Ning has been skating for 4 hours too, and Li Chen just started an hour ago. Spent. She spent the whole afternoon studying. 注意 whole 表示整个的、全部的意思，整个一下午他都在学习。The whole family went to the south.全家人呢都去了南方。Read the passage and then complete the table. 好，刚才我们这篇短文已经阅读过了，那么下面我们来完成这个表格，请你把运动员选手的名字写出来，然后呢他们已经滑了有多长时间，把它分别列下来。Sam has been skating for 4 hours. Lu Ning has been skating for 4 hours. And Li Chen has been skating for 1 hour. 对了吗？ Words and expressions. Read after me, please. Hilltop School. 这是一个学校的名字。Marathon. Skate.Raise money.
charity, several, skater, whole. Shall we read after tape recorded? Let's begin.
I'm talking to you from the Hilltop School Skating Marathon, where students are skating to raise money for charity. For every hour they skate, each student raises 10 yuan for charity. The skating marathon has been going for 5 hours now, and several skaters are still skating. Allison was the first one to start and has been skating for the whole 5 hours. Next is Sam, who has been skating for 4 hours. Lu Ning has been skating for 4 hours too, and Li Chen just started an hour ago.
Activity 3B. It's now 2 p.m. Write the names from 3A on the timeline. 好，我们这里面给出了几个时间段。那么根据刚才所读的内容，我们来分别把这时间段上的运动员名字写出来。You know, Allison is the first to skate. So, this is Allison. Sam and Lu Ning. Li Chen. Well, Allison has been skating for 5 hours. Both Sam and Lu Ning has been skating for 4 hours. So, Li Chen, well, has been skating just for 1 hour. Well, that's the end of Section 8.